Hello, it's the 13th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Bedford Barber's mental health issues have triggered a national conversation on male suicide. Fabio Molitrino took his own life in 2021. In the upcoming BBC documentary We Are England, airing this Friday, we learn from family and co-workers about the slow deterioration in Fabio's mental health. The signs remained unnoticed as he continued to work as a barber at Esco Barbers on Lime Street. Bedford-based Samson's Academy, a gym which is also a charity, arranged suicide intervention training for the family. Francio Molitrino, Fabio's brother, said, "Through the training, I now understand how important it is to check in on people if I'm concerned about their mental well-being." Samson's Academy Dorian Alexis added, "Being able to discuss issues around mental health and depression is vital so that any early signs can be flagged up sooner rather than later." Office of National Statistics figures reveal that 75% of all suicides are committed by men. A man who pulled out an axe during an altercation is being investigated by Beds Police. The man then exited the premises, knocking down an elderly woman as he left. She was treated with minor injuries at an area hospital. The incident occurred at Castle Road Antique Shop in Bedford. Last Thursday, with the world being unaware of the Queen's imminent condition, Prince Harry boarded flight GLAX out of London Luton Airport at 5:35 p.m. on his way to Aberdeen. The flight was held for 20 minutes in order for the Prince to board. By the time he arrived in Aberdeen, Her Majesty had already passed. The Duke of Sussex was being consoled by a sympathetic airport worker. He returned through London Luton Airport the next day. The Bedfordshire Steam and Country Fair in Turvey is scheduled to move forward between the 16th and 18th of September from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. An admission fee will be required. The celebration will include steam engines, classic vehicles, tractors and heavy horses. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.